I think, although great new ideas are usually articulated by individuals, they're nearly always generated by communities. And I think what I see as the waste is the waste that we make of giving back a possibility of cooperative intelligence. Being an artist, you hear a lot of talk about genius, which is the process of singling out certain people in art history and saying those were the important ones, Picasso, Rembrandt, Shostakovich, whatever. Whenever you look at any of those artists, you find that they lived and draw from a very, very active, flourishing cultural scene. And they were only one of the elements in that scene. All these people are called genius, actually sat in the middle of something that I call genius, S-C-E-N-I-U-S. So just as genius is the creative intelligence of an individual, genius is the creative intelligence of a community. And what I want to see is more attention given to that possibility of creative behavior. So what that means, of course, is two things. One of them is the understanding that all people are born unequal, so everybody has a particular unique set of gifts and talents, whatever they are. And secondly, that intelligence is generated by communities, by cooperation of some kind. So I suppose the biggest obstacle to that at the moment is that people have to earn a living. I often get asked to come and talk at art schools. I rarely get asked back because the first thing I always say is I'm here to persuade you not to have a job. And the professors always look at me since they often consider that their task is to somehow spawn you into a job. So my first message to people is try not to get a